What if everything you believed about achieving your goals was backwards? Success expert Brian Tracy spent 5 decades studying achievement principles, and his conclusion is startling. There are 999 other success principles I have found, but without self-discipline, none of them work. This explains a sobering statistic: fewer than 10% of New Year's resolutions succeed. Self-discipline isn't just another productivity hack or motivational catchphrase. It's the foundational skill that determines whether your talent, education, and opportunities translate into actual results or simply remain unrealized potential. Understanding why discipline works and why most approaches to building it fail changes everything about how you pursue your dreams. Self-discipline isn't about character, it's neuroscience. The Stanford Marshmallow Experiment revealed that children who resisted immediate gratification showed increased prefrontal cortex activity and achieved greater success decades later in education, relationships, income, and health. The catch? Willpower depletes like a muscle. Psychologist Roy Baumeister demonstrated that participants who resisted treats before solving puzzles gave up faster. Their willpower reserves were drained. This explains why morning intentions crumble into evening takeout orders. The solution isn't superhuman willpower, it's removing temptation. Stock nutritious foods, avoid tempting aisles, shop after meals when you're less vulnerable. True discipline isn't occasional heroic effort, but consistent action that reprograms your brain to accept new behaviors as normal. Self-discipline dramatically boosts self-confidence. Low self-esteem often stems from repeatedly failing to achieve personal goals. The person dreaming of weight loss while eating fast food will inevitably feel worthless as years pass without progress. Self-disciplined individuals maintain confidence because they consistently work toward becoming their best selves. Relationships flourish with self-discipline. Friendships collapse when people break promises or betray confidences. Self-disciplined individuals honor commitments and demonstrate integrity, increasingly rare qualities that foster networks built on trust. Self-discipline also transforms how you handle criticism, building confidence to view constructive feedback as improvement tools rather than personal attacks. Research by criminologists Travis Hershey and Michael Gottfriedson links self-control to avoiding risky behaviors. A 2012 study found college students with high self-control were significantly less likely to abuse substances or engage in impulsive sexual behavior. These benefits create a virtuous cycle. As your self-discipline improves, you gain confidence, build better relationships, respond constructively to feedback, and make wiser choices, all of which further reinforce your discipline. Mental blockages sabotage self-discipline even when motivation runs high. Status quo bias explains why people remain in unfulfilling situations despite better alternatives. This resistance stems from loss aversion. We dislike losing anything, even things of little value, demanding overwhelming evidence before abandoning our current situation. The mere exposure effect shows we accept things we're frequently exposed to. The longer we endure a situation, the more we accept it as adequate, even when it's far from ideal. Comfort with the familiar, not happiness, keeps you stuck. The Dunning-Kruger effect strikes when someone is incompetent yet unaware of their deficiency. Cornell psychologists discovered the lowest performers were least likely to recognize their shortcomings due to weak metacognition, the ability to evaluate one's own thinking. Self-discipline is particularly vulnerable to this overestimation. The danger lies in believing you've mastered productivity when significant work remains. The most successful people combine strong self-belief with perpetual learning, always seeking improvement. Navy SEALs prove that when your mind signals exhaustion, you've only reached 40% of your true capacity. Most people quit at this threshold, never accessing their remaining 60% potential. This reveals that limitations exist primarily in your mind. Under stress, cortisol and adrenaline trigger fight or flight responses that impair performance. SEALs use box breathing, inhaling, holding, and exhaling for 4 seconds each to regulate stress and maintain calm under pressure. Grant Cardone's 10X rule advocates setting goals 10 times higher than desired outcomes. Rather than aiming to lose 10 pounds, target 100. This transforms your approach from temporary diet to permanent lifestyle change, escaping the trap of setting low goals to avoid disappointment. The 10-minute rule counteracts poor decisions by inserting deliberate pauses before gratification, whether eating chips or quitting exercise. Harvard research revealed humans make worse choices than chimpanzees when selecting between immediate small rewards versus delayed larger ones. Our advanced brains rationalize poor choices through excuses. This simple delay eliminates impulsivity and builds discipline by proving you're stronger than momentary discomfort. While successful people set goals, research shows few achieve them. The problem isn't the goals themselves, but the systems used to reach them. Goals focus on desired results. Systems address the processes that lead there. Like a football coach focusing on daily practice habits rather than just winning championships, success comes from improving underlying skills through consistent practice. Everyone competing in the Olympics wants gold, yet only one succeeds because they implemented the right system. You tidy your messy bedroom only to find it chaotic again weeks later. You lose weight on a smoothie fast only to regain it all. Why? You've treated symptoms without addressing causes. Your underlying habits remain unchanged. Solving problems at the results level produces temporary outcomes. Resolving the inputs allows outputs to fix themselves. When all your energy focuses on reaching a particular goal, what motivates you after achievement? Goals aim to win the game. Systems aim to keep playing it. Life isn't about single accomplishments, but continuous improvement. Your dedication to the process determines your progress. Change works like an onion with three layers: outcomes, processes, and identity. Most people focus only on outcomes, making temporary changes for results rather than lifestyle transformation. Without addressing your identity layer, your fundamental beliefs about yourself, lasting change remains elusive. When habits become part of your identity, maintaining them requires minimal effort. Don't aim to read one book, become a reader. Don't train for one marathon, become a runner. Your behavior reflects your identity, and beliefs drive actions. Zen philosophy offers powerful tools for sustainable self-discipline. Buddha discovered that releasing ego-centered perspectives and recognizing interconnectedness frees us from attachment to possessions and status, allowing focus on moral development rather than external validation. Buddhists believe obsessing over past or future creates needless suffering. Even positive self-identities like high achiever create pressure and fear of failure. Zen principles help master self-discipline by accepting inevitable suffering, controlling your mind, and living in the present, focusing on small steps rather than becoming demotivated by remaining distant. The Shaolin Monastery trains monks through three principles: minimal possessions create gratitude, purpose brings happiness beyond material wealth, balancing intense training with relaxation prevents burnout. Through meditation, they develop emotional control and constant mindfulness, similar to Navy SEALs' exceptional discipline. This approach emphasizes balance over relentless pushing, understanding when to strive and when to rest, finding meaning in the process rather than fixating on outcomes. Self-discipline isn't about forcing yourself through endless discomfort. It's about creating a life where disciplined choices become natural expressions of who you are.